Thank you, and for joining me for another episode of Select Board Rewind. I am Leon Gomond, and I am the town manager for the town of Weston. And this is an update on the last few Select Board meetings. Let me start with May 7th. May 7th, we had our water tank working group meeting. And on May 8th, we had our 3A working group discussion. Both of those videos can be found on the Weston Media website or the town's website under the meetings and agendas. I'd like to go into depth into the discussion on May 13th, which was the first Select Board meeting with the newly elected John McDonald. And we started with a reorganization of the board. After serving the last year, Tom Palmer led the reorganization vote, and Lisa Rivers has been chosen to serve as the chair of the Select Board, and John McDonald, the new Select Board member, has been chosen to serve as clerk. Further appointments and designations will be made at future meetings, but as of right now and as of today, Chairperson Rivers is the chair of the Select Board of Weston. The next item on the agenda was an acknowledgement of the vote to go from 3 members of the Select Board to 5, and they authorized the town manager to send the notification to our state rep and our state senator to ask them to file legislation on the town's behalf. So that has been filed with the state legislature. We then had an MWRA borrowing. We do no interest loan projects under the MWRA borrowing capacity. And we did borrow up to $450,000 for a project that was approved at last town meeting. We interviewed 2 candidates for the Riverside Working Group for 2 vacancies. And after discussion, the Select Board voted to appoint the 2 candidates for the Riverside Working Group. There was a request for a waiver of the road opening requirements. Ultimately, that request was denied by the Select Board. Newly elected Select Board member John McDonald brought a couple of items to the agenda. One was the future of the Town Government Study Committee. And after a discussion, the Select Board voted by majority vote to disband the Town Government Study Committee. So no longer will the committee be functioning to look at the operations of the town government. They also discussed the layout of the fire station working group. And it looks like the Select Board members are going to be joining Tom Palmer as the representative on the fire station working group so that all members of the Select Board will be sitting on the fire station working group. We had an initial discussion about the 2025 board and committee appointment process, and that will be discussed in further detail at the next meeting of the board. There was a discussion on the Case building sales, as we have those 3 buildings along the road on Wellesley Street that are part of the Case Estates. And we will be working on revising the town's RFP for that. And we'll be looking at potentially bringing on a broker to assist the town in that sale. We also had an initial discussion on the projects and priorities of the town. With a new board, there will be new opportunities to do new and exciting things. So we had an initial discussion, and at a future meeting of the board, the projects and priorities list will be finalized and disseminated to the town and to the town departments so that we can begin working on those. Those were the items that we discussed at the May 13th, 2025 Select Board meeting. And I thank you for tuning in, and I will see you at the next one.